including the University of Illinois. Alexi Janulius unveiled proposed legislation that would protect Illinois college and university campuses from a number of marketing ploys. The bill would ban creditors from giving out gifts like T-shirts and coupons for food and prohibit the selling and transferring of student information by colleges. Janulia says students are often living in the moment when applying for a credit card. He says the goal of the bill is not to ban credit cards from campuses entirely, but to discourage students from racking up long-term debt only because they were lured in by a free gift. He says students need to become informed consumers and shop for the best rate. Sponsors will introduce the bill in January. An Urbana hospital has until the end of the month to file an appeal with the Supreme Court over a ruling that once again shot down its tax-exempt status. Officials with Provena Covenant Medical Center say they plan to do so. They claim an appellate court ruling ignored the facts and impugned their good name. Last month, that court overturned a circuit court decision that restored the tax exemption. Provena has paid more than $6 million since Champaign County ruled that the hospital didn't provide enough charity care to be tax exempt. Provena Covenant's board chairman, Cody Sokolsky, says the hospital has never turned down a needy patient for charity care and doesn't plan to, even if it keeps paying property taxes.
Regardless of the ruling going forward, we will never, ever shrink from our mission or our dedication to it. It just, as if you were doing your family budget, if you were short a certain amount of money, it just makes it a little bit harder, and that's what it will make, but we will continue to provide health care for everyone who needs it.
Provena Health's Director of Ethics, Father William Grogan, called the appeals court decision a threat to all hospitals to provide care for the neediest patients. All six elementary schools in Urbana and Urbana High School have succeeded in making adequate yearly progress this year, but Urbana Middle School failed to meet the federal guidelines. Don Owen with the Urbana School District says he's especially proud of the good results and of students from lower income groups, but he says there's still a lot of work to do, especially at Urbana Middle School. Owen says one of the main problems is the lack of progress made by special education students.
In a sense, we're also comparing apples to oranges because the students that took the ISAT test this year are a different group of students than took the ISAT last year at the middle school. And so we have to look at, over the long term, where we need to work on an instruction, curriculum, and practice issues to improve the learning of all students.
Meanwhile, Dorlan Norris of the Champaign School District says one elementary school in Unit 4 missed the benchmark for AYP. She says the English as a second language learners at Washington Elementary didn't get scores as needed in the ISAT. Norris says Washington or Jefferson and Franklin Middle Schools missed AYP because students with disabilities didn't succeed on the test, and neither Central nor Centennial High Schools met the standards. An idea sparked by high gas prices is getting the attention of the Champaign City Council. Many outlying smaller towns have voted to allow so-called neighborhood electric vehicles onto city streets. The golf cart-like vehicles have to have certain safety features like seatbelts and turn signals. But supporters want to make them street legal in Champaign as long as they stay on streets with speed limits no greater than 35 miles an hour. Champaign Deputy Police Chief Troy Daniels says sustainability is a city goal, so its leaders need to strike a balance.
And that's what council will consider, whether the sustainability and energy savings that come from vehicles like this are worth any other negatives that may come from them traveling on the roadway.
The issue comes up before a city council study session tonight at 7 at Champaign City Building. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Christie Clinic Association, with offices in Champaign, Urbana, Rantoul, Mahomet, Tuscola, and Danville, providing quality health care to the residents of Central Illinois.
It's 5:34. Mike Sola has our weather.
Well, thanks, Tom. Very pleasant conditions as long as you're not looking for big-time summer heat, as temperatures will be a little bit below average. And, well, starting out tonight with an overnight low temperature down into the upper 40s, it's going to feel very fall-like for the next day. Then we get a little bit of a warming trend for at least a couple days, highs in the upper 70s, lower 80s. But then looking out at next week, it looks like we will stay back into the middle to lower 70s, maybe even some high temperatures in the 60s as the summer that never really heated up all that much. We've only hit 90 degrees twice. Normally, well, last year we hit 90 degrees about more than a half dozen times in September alone. And normally we have at least 2 days in September with 90-degree heat. Well, we hit 92 on the 2nd, and it looks like that will be the warmest day of the month for The upcoming couple days, a low tonight of 47 under a clear sky. A light wind out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Shifts more to the east tomorrow, 5 to 10 mile per hour easterly wind. A sunny sky overhead and a high temperature at 77 degrees. Clear early tomorrow night, then partly cloudy overnight, the low 53. Clouds thicken up through the day on Thursday, the high 81. And showers and thunderstorms set to arrive for Thursday night, a low temperature of 62 under a cloudy sky. And Friday, more cloud cover and more periods of showers and thunderstorms, the high temperature 78 degrees. Currently, we have 68 degrees on Friends Plaza at 535.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Republican presidential candidate John McCain and his running mate Sarah Palin campaigned together again today. The pair took the stage in Lebanon, Ohio, just as President Bush was making his announcement that 8,000 troops will be pulled out of Iraq by February. McCain and Palin both gave upbeat assessments of the situation in Iraq. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the McCain campaign. He joins us from a rally in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And Don, how upbeat are they?